Class is in session. We are looking at Helena Bonham Carter, an English actress. The difference between the male and female skulls is where we need to begin. D. The mandible of a female is more rounded while the male's is squared. Look at G. Male jaw is square, woman's is not. I do see a squared chin and jaw on a young Helena. You have to start with the bones, and people say, well, what's your proof? Bones. If this person died, an archaeologist dug up the body, they would be able to tell you exactly what gender the person is by the bones. Women have the small pointed chin and not a square jaw. Human body proportions. Men have wide shoulders that can fit 3 head widths. Women don't. You can only fit 2.5 heads. This is Helena. As a younger person, that is 3 head widths to the shoulders. It's not the dress. I studied fashion. The shoulders end right there, which makes it 3 head widths. The dress is disguising the large shoulders. And this one is known for the eccentric fashion. It's a bit Maori girl, but that is a straight torso. We have to cross the legs because we don't have wide female hips. We do have a high male calf muscle and skinny ankles. Men have the skinny ankles. Look at your own legs. The calf muscle sits high up on the leg, but the woman's is lowered down. So I'm seeing a high calf muscle and big feet. Now, we do have large hands here, and they do disguise the hands as much as possible. Andre Pejic is open about being MTF, which is male to female. We compare Andre on the left to Helena. Why do they have the same chin and jaw? Now look at the jaw here. Do you see the comparison? They have the exact same chin and jaw. Now we compare it to the woman. What's the difference in the chin and jaw? It's quite obvious. Now we've got some big feet here. Skinny ankles, high male calf muscle. Women have the small shoulders, the short arms, the small hands, the soft body, fat ankles, little feet. While men have the large shoulders because the skull is heavier. Long arms, bony knees, skinny ankles, and big feet. So why does Helena have these skinny ankles? But the person next to her has the fat ankles. See, they swap it, right? Women, even if they're thin, the fat goes straight to the ankle. It doesn't curve into this little drumstick leg. We've got feet pigeon-toed inwards because there's no female hips. Men have the longer ring finger. Look at your own hand. Women have the longer index finger, usually. Helena's, I see a long ring finger here. Oh, but they photoshopped it. They photoshopped that hand, but I still see a square jaw and a thick neck. And now you can see the hand, it's a hand sign, long ring finger. And again here, look at that long ring finger. That's when they don't edit it. She's a monkey. Oh, well, they did have that picture of her naked around a fish, didn't they? Ugh. Now the person on the left, square jaw, prominent collarbones, long arms, straight, narrow hips. These are not wide female hips and big feet, so they have to hang out with each other because otherwise it would be too obvious. Helena got some straight legs, bony knees, but compare it to a female, it's obvious. Women are curvy. Women have curves, men have angles. Masonic fist to chin, it's a sign that means they will not tell the secret, which they haven't. You have to look at the skulls, and you can see they are showing you that Helena has an angular square face because it's the angular male bone structure. Men have a pronounced brow ridge. They have straighter, heavier brows, angular shapes because the prominent bones and muscles, square jaw and chin, and a wide neck to hold up the heavy head. Now look at, okay, huge shoulders, that's one. And look at it, they're showing you that square jaw has grown back. Men are angular and square, women are soft and curvy. You can see the difference when you look at it. These people, they don't look like everybody else. And there's a reason for that. Now take a look at this brow bone. Huge bone above the eye. Now there's Andre on the left. They both have this huge brow bone above the eye. That must be a coincidence. Because when I compare it to a woman's forehead, I don't see a prominent brow bone there. And we've got the big shoulders and the arms that are quite straight and the torso that is straight. But women have the smaller shoulders, the smaller bone structure. Got a lot of heavy makeup, but it's blue and red. This is kabuki. This is kabuki makeup. It's Japanese theater. The men play the role as the women. Nothing's changed. Look how they photoshopped that chin and jaw. It's not like that. Oh, and people say, oh, but I saw pictures of them pregnant. Darling, you didn't see a dicky bird. You saw what they wanted you to see. It's all the Shakespearean thing, gender swap. Nothing's changed. They are actors every day, every moment of the day. Square jaw. And it's possible that this person could be castrated because the eyes are not intense and male, but the bones are telling me. Women, when they don't have makeup, they're still pretty. That's why these actors, they look really rough without makeup. They have to put a lot of makeup on the face to hide the obvious. There it is, square chin, square jaw, tall forehead, thick, wide neck that they photoshop. She's younger here and starting to give me some Jane Morris vibes. Now you compare it, the male wrist is square, it's straight, it goes straight to the hand. Look at your own wrist. Women's wrist, it goes dainty. There's a little curve before it goes to the hand. I'm not seeing that here. I will tell you what I am seeing. There's some editing. They edited here, along here, and this. They edited a little daintiness in here and hit it with a shadow. I was going to edit them because they know, the handlers, they know what gender these people really are, but I don't think the people themselves know. The difference, the tiny shoulders, one is naturally feminine, but it looks like they said to Helena, put your hands up here. It's not natural. Oh, more hand signs, double hand signs. Look at the wrist. Look at your own wrist if you're a man. Your wrist is probably going to look like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called a subliminal. That's not a subliminal. That looks exactly what it looks like. It's not just the shadow and the angle. That's what it looks like. It's not an older woman that's having surgery to try and look younger. The jaw and the brow ridge grows back, so they have to keep having surgery to shave it down. Yeah, see, the eyebrows are really thick. The forehead is tall. It looks like this because it's the bones. It is always the bones. Oh, we've got swan symbolism. Yeah, see, that's alchemy. I told you these people are practicing alchemy. They are, and unfortunately, I think that Björk is a castrato, which sucks. Huge upper body, hand signs. And she is an inspiration for goths for some reason, but this is hanged man symbolism. Oh, look at the picture at the top. You see that thick, long neck? That's not female. Picture down at the bottom right, square jaw. It's not an ugly duckling. And remember, the ugly duckling was a swan. Covering up the back to hide how flat it is, because men do have a flat back. Man's body is not designed to carry a child, so the spine is straight and the hips are narrow. And she does wear all these clothes to hide the body proportions. I made an extensive video about that. It's not that they've captured this person at a bad angle. It's what they look like without makeup, the nose. They made the nose too small. But if you saw this person in real life, you would be able to see it. You would know it. But they're not going to let you see them very up close because they know. It breaks down when they get older. It becomes more noticeable when they're older. They can do all the Photoshop and everything else, but they're still going to have the pictures that kind of really show you what you're looking at. And by now, you should know what you're looking at. Sorry, lads. But the bones have told me, and I've just showed you. It's theater. The men play women, and the women play men. Nothing has changed. All the world is a stage.